Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Natayana namaskritya naro chaivam naro sama Devi Sarasvati Vyasa Tatochaya Mudhilaye Nashta Parishu Apadrishu Nitya Bhagavatam Sevaya Bhagavatam Sama Shloke Hari Bhagavati Hare
Hare Krishna Kaja how from evil.
Ah, that's such a mummy K woman Tong Yi Wu that I won't
hope. Yeah. Today we have the second day of Srimad Bhagavatam and Yivu. Yesterday was preparation and the Phala Shruti, the fruits of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And today we have the wonderful, wonderful story to be told in the morning.
那么今天我们是在义乌的圣殿婆伽瓦坛祭日坛的第二天。 那么昨天呢，我们就做了一些背景的 准备工作。 今天早上呢，我们讲了在婆伽瓦坛当中非常美妙的故事。
We wanted, of course, to make here in Yivu Krishna Balaram story, if not in Radhika Priya's place. But because of the presence of a lot of wonderful babies here who play wonderful roles and their wonderful mamas and friends, we decided to change to Mama Baby Bhagavatam.
我们呢在义乌想要做的是一个以 Krishna Balarama 为主题的博加瓦坛的系列课程，但是呢，因为我们在这里有很多非常棒的男孩子跟女孩子们都是小宝宝，所以呢，结果几乎都成了一个妈妈与宝宝的这个博加瓦坛。
Yes, today we have Aditi Mama and her baby Mama Nadev and her older son Indradev who came crying back to Mama when Bali Maharaj kicked him out.
那么今天呢，有 Aditi Mama 跟她的孩子 Bali Maharaj， 那么 Indra 给她孩子 Mama Nadev， Mama Nadev， 然后呢 Indra。
Aditi's Kashyapa's older boy Indra came back crying to his mama when Bali Maharaj kicked him out of heaven. Not only him, all the demigods.
天天Indra带着所有的半身人们，因为被Bali Maharaj踢出了他们自己的居所，所以呢，他们就哭着来到他的妈妈Aditi这边来告状。
Yes, and then in the afternoon, as usual, we have the drama to pass the test for the next day presents and the Bhagavatam. And we have the amazing drama. I'll try to send you today if they have good internet. I made the recordings of these genius actors.
那么在下午的时候呢，我们就又表演了这个话剧。这个话剧实在是太精彩了，他们全都是天才的演员，表演的是如此精到。
Yes. We have the Tai Xiang, 3 years old, Tai Xiang from Yivu. How is Nangyana Dita?
我们有一头来自义乌的3岁的大象, 它的名字叫做Giana Dipa.
Navina Vishaka, with the baby Damodara Pri in her lap was playing Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni with the
Navina Vishaka 呢，他带着他的3岁的 Damodara Priya，
就是十个月的
Damodara， 一个扮演这个Durvasa Muni， 还有一个
Durvasa Muni，
他们两个一起都扮演 Durvasa Muni， 一个10个月大的 Durvasa Muni 和一个
不是 一个达瓦萨穆尼的孩子，
女孩，
女儿，
女儿。然后一个西亚玛维斯林卡西亚帕穆尼。
啊，西亚玛扮演的卡西亚帕穆尼。
Yes, and little Gori started playing Vamanadeva, but then Dasyang took her toys away and she cried, so Yamuna Devi, Yamuna Lakshmi Devi had to become Vamanadeva.
因为本来夏妈的女儿 Gori 她要扮演 Vamanadeva 的，但是呢，最后她一直哭，最后只有让那个 Yamuna 来扮演 Vamanadeva。
Jaya Damalini was pious Bali Maharaj together with Durvasa Muni doing Shukracharya actually in same Durvasa Muni same actor doing Om Swaha throughout the drama.
那么这个 Jada 他跟着这个巴利大军一直在做。
扮演巴利大军。
哦，他扮演巴利大军。啊，你说听得懂吗？
扮演巴利大军，然后。杜瓦萨穆尼呢的扮演者维萨卡那米娜维萨卡又扮演了那个巴利大军的那个苏卡查亚，对对，继续主唱。
And all the time they were singing very wonderful demon mantra, demonic mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and throwing all different toys, you know, in the fire.
他们在祭祀的时候呢，就那些。恶魔们他们都在念个咒语，就是 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya， 然后一念呢就往这个火堆里投积木。
The central figure of the drama was Lila Sakti Lalita, the mother of two wonderful kids. You know, one was Indra, of course, and one was Vamanadeva, and one was Tasyam also, the elephant. Indra is scarier. She was all the time playing. She was doing her tapasya, the milk fast as usually do every year. And also, after the sacrifice and after Bali Maharaj's surrender, she took little Vamanadeva by the hand and told, let's go home together. That was the final wonderful part of either drama. So special.
Yamuna, you 来翻译吧。
哇，丽拉说起来，丽塔呢？马拉基他就扮演着那就做十二天的苦行啊，然后她的丈夫回来了，要满足她的丈夫啊，然后就说话要她还有两个孩子，是不是天帝鹰爪啊，还有汪曼娜也是她的孩子嘛，阿弟弟，还有她那个她有两个，她其实有两个孩子，一个是比方说提拉丽塔，她就本来就有两个孩子，一个是跟他爹帕，还有达布达拉佩亚，他们俩也来到这里。然后还有拉德佩嘛，他也就扮演着两个角色，他也就表演，他也在一起表演。他表演着一开始就是 Vishnu 出现在那个当阿迪提做完十二天苦行的时候，他就出现在祭司那里，他就表演这个。然后第二个呢，他就去忘了他表演的什么，反正他表演两个角色，我们都在，好好玩。
They went really hard on because nobody was very serious, you know, but the drama was so special. Devotees felt the presence of the deities in the drama, and after drama, I went to prepare for this lecture, and they had discussions of how they realized the morning divine knowledge by playing the drama. It was really, very deep immersion in Bhagavad Gita.
发现者他们虽然就不是好像看起来好像在开玩搞搞笑一样，但是实际上他们从这个话剧的表演当中，他们深深的就是沉浸在这个博加瓦坛的海洋当中。
And yes, what is the drama for tomorrow? We need to prepare. I opened only small part of the secret. It's Atri Muni with his wife Anasuya and three deities taking birth from her later. We wanted to prepare, but not. Preparation will be sitting in the Bhagavatam. All the four babies sitting very nicely, and the mama sitting very nicely, listening and then playing dramas really nicely as well. All glory to our Chinese Yatra kids.
那么我们在想就是明天表演什么的话剧，那么在想的是那个阿特里穆尼跟他的妻子阿纳苏亚他们生下 four mommy they take birth
three deities
三个就是半神人吗 ？DT
不是，
不是
三个
Vishnu
主和那个他们成为他三个神，对，成为他。
哦哦，主 Vishnu 主 Shiva 和主 Brahma 成为他们的孩子。
Yes, tomorrow again. And this is how we start the drama. And the drama is, again, Atri Muni was doing tapasya, like Kashyapa Muni, very funny. And his wife was taking care of his ashram and disciples and everything. Ladies feel, they're really good. You know, the husbands are much more attentive to them than the great rishis to their wives.
那么啊，就是同样的故事也是差不多的，就是阿图伊穆尼呢，他就像卡沙今天故事当中的卡沙姆穆尼一样，他要去做苦行，所以呢，把家里的事情呢都留给妻子来照顾。所以我们看到这个我们的女士们啊，就会更努力。
Okay, so this is report for tomorrow. You can prepare your minds also reading this. It's very small description in the Bhagavatam, but we are going to do it. Super ladies in Krishna consciousness described in Bhagavatam. We have to follow the example.
那么虽然这个有关于 Atri Muni 的这一段教时光在国家法坛当中只是一个很小的篇幅，但是呢，我们可以从中来看到这些超人般的女士们，她们所做的服务，所以呢，我们可以，即便是我们无法参加在这个义务的活动，但是呢，我们也可以来冥想。
And we have the word Superman in English, you know, Superman, but I made up the word Super Ladies, and I think truly so, ladies are very super, especially in the Bhagavatam and in devotional service.
那么我们有个词叫做 Superman 超人，那么妈咪她做了一个新词叫做超女，就是的确在女士当中她们都是如此的有力量，如此的卓越，尤其是在圣典佛家法坛当中有很多这样的女子。
I know one super lady right here is Radhika Priya. We had a special time with her in her place. Next morning, I see the pictures of her taking care of Lalita and Gauri in Krishava. Now I hear her translating the long body Bhagavatam lecture. I don't know where she is even now, but this is really super lady.
很带着很有母爱的感觉在照顾我们，得到了这个照片。然后到现在呢，他又开始讲这个圣典薄扎瓦坛的翻译，做圣典薄扎瓦的翻译，然后又长又无趣的圣典薄扎瓦坛的讲课，他还做翻译，所以他是超女。
The whole glory of Chalanyu special superhero ladies, not only in the Bhagavatam.Even in Krishna consciousness right now, 5,000 after Krishna left the planet.
那么不仅在圣典佛家法坛当中，我们在生活当中也可以看到这些非常出色的女子们。那么在Mommy, I forget the later part.
All glory to super ladies who are doing the great services in 5,000 years after Krishna left the planet.
所以荣耀归于这些超然的女士们。在 Krishna 离开这个世界5000年之后，我们再一起分享佛家瓦坛。
Now back to the sad part, because too much sadness is no good, so we decided to give you a report from our happy Bhagavatam here. Back to the sad part, chapter 15, for Pandavas retire. Timely.
那么现在让我们再回到这个有关于 Pandava 兄弟的隐居的这个 这个令人悲伤的故事当中来。我们刚才跟大家讲的是佛家法坛当中那些快乐的篇章，接下来我们又要回到这个悲伤的内容当中。
Why sad? Because many devotees have questions about this renunciation mode of the eternal associate of Lord Krishna. It's very difficult for us to accept as something very great.
为什么讲这一部分呢？是因为很多奉献者他们都会质疑这些主永恒的同友们他们的悲伤的心态，因为这个是我们不愿意接受的部分。
We will see it's we understand by our brain it's very good to have no attachment and to not suffer, but we'll see now how Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brothers, eternal associates of the Lord, get completely detached not only from material kingdom, material possession and all the honor and wealth, but even from each other. So be very careful to not criticize them. Try to understand.
就是说让我们来理解这个主的永恒同友们的这种气绝的心态。那么比方说我们每个人都在理性上我们知道，如果我们应该不依附，如果没有依附的话我们就不会感到痛苦，但是我们看到这些主永恒的同友们，他们不仅对于物质的王国财富或者是地位等等没有依附，此外他们彼此也不依附。
Now first in this chapter, God fully renounced and happy, partially happy mood, Arjuna, after pouring out all his bad words about Krishna, not reporting to him about leaving the planet, he finally realized the instructions given to him in Bhagavad Gita and become self-satisfied.
那么我们再来看一下这个完全拒绝并且处在快乐心情当中的并且心情愉悦的尔朱呢，他在接受主的完全接受
Accept the instruction. Yeah, had a good.
他完全接受了主在国家梵歌当中的训示，因此他变得轻松愉悦起来。
Now, last time we talked at Yudhishthira Maharaj's renunciation, he changed his dress to saffron color, the color of renunciation. It's vanaprastha dress. He did not take official sannyasa with big ceremony and taking danta, nothing like that. He just put the dress of renunciation.
那么我们再接下来看一下尤迪斯蒂尔大君他是如何进入气绝，他放着他黄袍，穿上橘色的圣亚西的衣服。他不像有时候人们举行要举个盛大的仪式接受这个当道棍宣布自己已经进入圣亚西，没有，他没有这样做，他只是更换了衣服。
To change the dress is not that difficult. You look, actors change, we come to different places, we change dresses. In India, we do it, wear saris and everything, come to China, wear different Chinese style or modern style dresses. Ornaments are also very variegated. You know, in India, we decorate ourselves, in China, don't use that much. It's okay, it's pretty external, not so difficult to accept for us.
那么换个衣服其实是很容易的，就好像演员在不同的场合他们会穿上不同的衣服比如说我们在印度的话，我们穿纱丽，到了中国就会穿上中国的便装，然后在印度人们都习惯于穿金戴银做很多的首饰，但在中国的话人们很少使用首饰，所有这些外在的改变其实并不难。
So Bhagavad explaining what's wrong with all these outside designations. This is attachment to them. That is wrong.
那么圣帕帕则说，所有这些外在的装饰有什么不恰当或是不对的地方吗？那么其实采取外在装饰并没有什么不对的，那么不对的是依附于这些外在的事物，那么是不对的。
The comment of Shilpada says people are generally attached to various kinds of designations, family, society, country, occupation, wealth, position, and many others.
圣帕帕说人们呢大都依附各种不同名目的诸如家庭、社会、国家、职业、财富、地位以及其他等等的事物。
So Father continues, as long as one is attached to any of the such designations, he's considered materially impure, of course spiritually impure too. Impure. Any attachment makes us impure. Very interesting thought.
圣帕帕接着说，只要人依附于这杯名目，他就是在物质上不纯洁的。那不仅是物质上纯洁，灵性上也是不纯洁的。任何的依附都会使人就是不纯洁污染。
But even continues more, says that in many countries, the heroes of the countries are those who sacrifice their life for the country's struggle for the freedom. But actually, it's another material designation and being such a contamination.
那么进一步就讲到那些就是这个我们看起来好像世界上的那些英雄人物，他们为了社会、为了国家，去做一些战斗或者这样牺牲，但实际上他们却仍然有很多的依附。
Now, Shilpada says, again, the last time we discussed it, he's comparing Yudhishthira Maharaj to being to Lord Rama, almost on the same level of Lord Rama.
那么接下来圣帕帕德他把Yudhishthira 比喻为几乎与新的神手主 Rama 处在同样的层面上的人。
And then follows very nice last sentence of the commentary. Shilpada says, that's why such emperors like Yudhishthira Maharaja, Ramachandra, were able to rule the whole world because they were so pious and detached that people under their rule were happy and nobody wanted to be separate from these kings.
那么他又讲到像 Yudhishthira 或像 Rama 这样的一位国王，他们是如此的虔诚，因此在他们的这个统治之下，人们在各方面都非常的幸福，所以呢妈咪
they were happy no respect, the people were happy no respect, and that's why they didn't want to be separate from such kings, didn't want separate kingdoms, didn't rebel.
他们呢非常的幸福，生活各方面都很幸福，以至于他们就不想要离开这样的国王。
Now, going to the next section of this chapter, we have to first a little bit remind ourselves of the stages of Ashtanga Yoga, because otherwise these verses look too cryptic, too enigmatic.
那么我们在接下来学习这一章内容的时候，我们稍微要了解一点有关于 Ashtanga Yoga 八步瑜伽的内容，否则的话，可能这些内容看起来好像太这个专业化了一点。
So, Yama and Niyama, rules and regulations we call it, or rules and prohibitions. How to control yourself, prohibitions, and Niyama, rules imposed on every yogi who begins his spiritual practice.
那么这个八字瑜伽的前面两个阶段是 Yama 和 Niyama。亚玛的意思是要遵守的规范原则，而尼亚玛就是要不能做的这个事情，比方说自我控制不能去做的事情。
Most of the world yoga centers, people don't care about yamas and niyamas. They live their normal life, have all meat, fish, wine, sex, whatever they want, and they think they're doing yoga because they're doing asanas.Like circus people do much better than the yogis, but we keep quiet, we don't talk.
那么就是一般在这些瑜伽馆里的这些做瑜伽，无论是瑜伽老师也好，他们其实完全不在乎什么羊马和尼羊马，他们吃鱼吃肉吃蛋，还有各种 所愿的去过性生活等等。那么他们只是因为他们做了体式，所以他们就自称为是瑜伽师，但实际上对这种情况我们只是闭口不言而已。
So asanas is one popular out of 8 stage of yoga, and I don't think Yudhishthiramaja and his brother did a lot of asanas. They didn't have time for that. They were very busy serving Krishna and doing their king, royal duties, performing their royal duties.
那么关于 Yudhishthiramaja 以及他们兄弟们，他们可能不会花很多时间去做 asana, 因为他们忙着去履行他们的职责，做各种各样的服务。
After asana, the next stage is pranayama, controlling your breath. And this is normally all twice initiated people, brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, do before their Gayatri meditation. So I think Pandavas were expert in this too. Even to shoot arrows properly, you have to do pranayama, to concentrate your mind, purified mind.
那么在 asana 之后呢是 pranayama, 控制呼吸。那么这个控制呼吸，呼吸控制法呢，不仅是这个所有的婆罗门 Kshatriya 和Vaishya 他们在念诵 Gayatri Mantra 之前会做的。那么这个相对来说 Pandava 兄弟他们都非常有 Yudhishthira Raja 他非常熟悉的，而且作为武士的话，他们在射箭之前他们都要做 Pranayama 以便能够专注注意力。
Yes, the fifth stage after pranayama, you would practice all the four stages gradually, approach the stage number 5, which is called pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses from their object.
第五个阶段呢被称为是 pratyahara, 就是把注意力从外在的对象收摄回来。
Only after the senses are purified, withdrawn, the consciousness is ready for dharana, for partially maintained meditation.
只有在这样之后呢，我们的知觉才会适合于做 dharanaya, 就是
dharana,
就是部分的全神贯注。
Now it's not that cryptic, I hope, the translation for verse 41.
Mommy, 你前面是，我们来看一下这个第41世节的要旨。
The purport. Read the translation to the verse. It's still hard quite difficult enough.
好，我们看第41世界译文。这样，他便将所有感官混然置于心意，然后将心意混进生命，生命混进呼吸，他的整个存在混入五种元素的合体。而他的躯体混入死亡中，然后作为纯粹的自我，他便从物质概念的生命中解脱出来。
Now, Srila Prabhupada explained that withdrawal of the senses from the object doesn't mean we stop the activities of the mind. It is just not possible at all.
那圣爸爸的讲到，一个人把心意从外在对象收摄起来，并不是意味着他就没有又不做任何活动的，而因为一个生物它不活动是不可能的。
But with the senses purified by being withdrawn from the object, already possible to turn the mind fully to the devotional service of the Lord. Mind's activities cannot be stopped, but they can be purified and directed to the Lord's service. That is the perfection of life.
而收摄感官就意味着当心意从感官对当感官得到净化，然后心意从感官对象收摄回来，把它放在奉爱服务上，这才是真正的收摄感官的意思。
The Lifter's mind was completely peaceful. He knew that for good 36 years he ruled the planet Earth to the best of his capacity, guided by the instructions and desires of the Supreme Lord.
那有些事他今天感官是完全照计划的。他在过去的30多年当中，他完全的控制自己的心灵和感官，按照主，完全按照主的意愿去履行他的服务。
Now, during this time, he also trained the successor to the throne. Parikshit coronated him. Now he was Parikshit Maharaj.
现在呢，他把自己的王位传递给他的孙子，即 Parikshit Maharaj.
Even he put in charge of Vrajya, Krishna's great-grandson Vajranabha, which is a very special service to Lord Krishna.
那么甚至他把 Vrajya 地区放传就是传递给 Krishna 的孙子 Vajranabha 来统治。
Yes.And he felt that he had no more duties to perform to his kingdom or to his people. They were in very good hands.
那么他现在认识到自己其实对于自己的臣民或是自己的王国而言，他已经没有什么职责了。
Now, Yudhishthira told himself, if I disappear, nothing will fall apart.I can just go into spiritual consciousness, back to Godhead. Remember, that was his original plan, back to Godhead.
Yudhishthira 大声想，即便我现在消失，也没有什么影响，也没有什么事情会瓦解，所以我现在是完全可以进入气绝了。这也是他之前就想要做的事情。回归身手，完全气绝，回归身手。
And then the purpose of Upada says very encouraging thing. If the mind is purified by practice of transcendental loving service to the Lord and is constantly engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there are no more chance of the mind's producing another material body after death. Back to Godhead ticket is guaranteed. Really wonderful.
那舍帕帕德在这里讲到，就是如果心意因为修习对圣主的超然服务而变得纯净，而且不断地从事对主莲花组的服务，那么心意就不再有机会在死后产生另一个物质的躯体了。他将从全神贯注于物质的污染中解脱出来，纯粹的灵魂就能重返家园，回归神手那里。
And the next purpose, Shilpada said, the freedom of all material relationship is also extremely important. Not only freedom from material engagement.
接下来是帕帕又讲到，就是从物质，接着又讲到，就是从物质上三情态中摆脱出来，这是非常重要的。不仅仅是要摆脱这物质的活动，而是应该摆脱物质占三形态的影响。
Now, why? Because it makes one free to serve as a servant of the Lord only and nobody else's servant. Freedom.
因为这是使得一个人他能够自由的去成为至尊主的仆人。
One more thing, very important thing, Srila Prabhupada is making discrimination in the end of the purport. One must not only think that he is Brahman, but must act like Brahman.
Srila Prabhupada 在这里就讲到，就说一个人他不应该想自己是凡，而是应该他的行为像凡。
Yeah, because if you think yourself Brahman, you're just an impersonalist.But one who acts like Brahman is a pure devotee. 这是我 Prabhupada.
如果一个人他只是想觉得自己是凡的话，那么他只不过是一个非人格神主义者。而一个人如果他的行为相反的话，那他们就是纯粹的奉献者。
Now, Yudhishthira Maharaj, that's a very interesting part as well. He dressed himself in very torn old clothes, which he found in the street somewhere, given up, stopped eating nice, even says solid foods, nothing cooked, and then stopped talking to anybody, and stopped combing his hair, washing his body, and whatever, and he looked like half-crazy Muslim mendicant.
嗯，那么接下来，尤利斯大军他就穿上了一些破烂的衣服，甚至就是吃东西的话，放弃了吃固体的食物，而且他从开始像哑巴一样沉默不说话，头发蓬松，也不再清洁自己，完全像一个穆斯林的这个隐修者一样，这个冥想的隐修者一样生活。
嗯。So father says he had no dependence anymore on his brothers, which all the way, all his life helped him. For us, it's a little bit sounding strange. Why he was nice to his brothers, at least, which are also eternal associates of the Lord.
嗯，那么尽管他的那赤帽爸在这里讲到，就是他不依赖他的兄弟们的。那些兄弟们虽然曾经一直在身边帮助他们，尽管他的兄弟们也是主永恒的同流，但是呢，尤迪斯蒂尔大军他好像已经处在完全独立于他们的状态中。
So father gives him his wonderful purport answer to this possible question as well. He says the stage of complete independence from everything and everyone is also the purified stage of fearlessness. If you don't have any connections with anybody, you're completely fearless.
薛帕帕的在这种对此有一个非常完美的结论，就是这种完全独立于一切事物的阶段，也叫做没有恐惧的纯净的阶段。一个人他如果没有对任何事物的依附的话，那么他就会进入完全没有恐惧的状态。
And the same did not happen in 1 hour or in 1 day. In just stages, Bhagavad Gita doesn't say how much time it took, but not so much. Stages of his going deeper inside his own self, inside the devotional service. And nobody stopped him from relinquishing his duties. Nobody did, because he was surrounded by the same pure devotees as himself.
那么当就是这个时候他就完全沉浸于内在的自我以及对主的就分爱服务当中，而且也没有人来阻止他，他身边的人也都是跟他一样这样子。
Okay, so what happened to his brothers? And he did not tell him, oh, don't come, don't treat us badly. They did not cry. They did not try to stop him. No, because he was their authority, detached from them. They followed his path. He went to the north, to Himalayas, and they followed him. Even though Yudhishthira did not ask for this, he was completely unattached to them also.
尽管尤迪斯塔大军他没有要求他的弟弟们，同时呢，他对他的弟弟们也是完全拒绝的形态。但是因为他是这个领导者，他是一个权威，所以当他去向这个北方喜马拉雅山行进的时候，他的这些兄弟们没有人阻止他，相反，他们追随他而去。
Usually we were studying Agni Purana with Yamuna, just some particular things about giving donations and having followers. And interestingly, Agni Purana says that in Kali Yuga, the person should give charity and be nice only to those people who ask for charity and also are nice to the person. Otherwise, don't even think of being nice to other people. That's even rule for Kali Yuga from Puranas, Sattvic Purana.
Don't think nice to people. 就不要认为自己是
对别人好。Yeah. No, no, no. Only give charity to those people who ask, who need, and who are nice to you. If they're not nice to you, don't even do anything good to them. This is Kali Yuga. This is this mentality. It is Agni Purana, which is Sattvic Purana. No joke.
妈咪她有时候会跟Yamuna讲这个Agni Purana, Agni Purana 这个经典当中的内容，其中就讲到就是说。一个人他 给予布施，只能给予那些向他来祈求布施的人，而且呢对他好的人。就是一个人他如果对他不好的话，你就不要给他布施。所以这就是卡利年代的这种心态，就是做生意的心态，别人对你好你就给他了，不好就不给。
Yeah, but see, the Pandavas was didn't follow this Kali Yuga mentality, although it started already. Not because Yudhishthira Maharaj was bad to them, they thought, ha, we are sitting in Hastinapura, continue enjoying life because you're not nice to us. He was not nice to them. He was nice to them, though, because he was nice to Krishna.
那么在这里呢，Pandava 兄弟们，他们可虽然当时卡利年代已经开始，但是他们却没有这种卡利年代的心态。他们没有想，啊，有些大军现在离我们而去，对我们不好了。现在我们也对你不好，你去吧，我们就在这个哈斯那堡享受我们的王国。没有，他们不会这样，他们没有这样做。
嗯，Śrīla Prabhupāda, quoting Siddhara Swami, the original commentator on Śrīmad Bhāgavatam.Who wrote, we're not sure, but they say around 12th century, I mean, 900 years back. And, he's way before Lord Chaitanya.
那么啊，舍帕帕他引述的是 Daraswami 的一些评注。那么这个是 Daraswami 他是生活在大概12世纪，大概800年前，他的生活要早于主持丹尼亚显现的时间。
All Puranas quote the four Purusha Arthas, the goals of human life. Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha.
所有的 Purana 往事书他们都讲述了人生的四个目标，一个就是Dharma 及宗教信仰或者是宗教崇拜然后是 Artha 经济发展然后
卡玛
是感官享乐以及最后的Moksha 终极解脱。
Yes, and Siddharaswami in the 12th century, he says actually these four goals of human life are not the ultimate.
但是呢 ，Siddharaswami 说，实际上这人类的四个目标并不是终极的目标。
Because many people criticizing your Sampradayas tell that Lord Chaitanya invented this Panchama Purusharta, the fifth goal of life, love of Godhead, Krishna Prema. But it's not true. Even Siddharaswami way before Lord Chaitanya was talking about that. All the four main goals doesn't make you completely Krishna conscious. It does not give you happiness even.
那么有种说法是这个主切丹尼亚提出了生命的第五个目标即对至尊主的纯粹的爱，但是实际上这种说法并不对，因为在Śrīdharaswami的时候他就提出来，其实所有的这四个目标所以之前所提到的这四个目标，它既不能使人追随这个四个目标的人，他们既不能达到具有 Krishna 的知觉，而且他们也不会快乐。
Pandavas followed all the four principles of religion very strictly, and as a result, figured out that the lotus feet of Krishna are the supreme goal of all. 46.
那么Pandava 五兄弟他们非常完美的追随了前面所讲的四个目标，但是他们最终发现，这自尊主的莲花组才是他们真正要追求的。我们来看第46, 好 ,K, 译文，他们都已经履行了宗教的原则，结果便正确的决定圣主 Krishna 的莲花族是一切至尊的目的，因此他们毫不间断的观赏主的莲花族。阿里克斯
的。Yes, exactly. So, Śrīla Prabhupāda is putting very a serious comment. He says, only those who have done pious deeds in previous lives, quoting Śrī Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, and have become free from the result of all impious acts, can concentrate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. The pretentious meditation does not work.Heaps of pious activities and purification from sinful activities. Only then we can start meditating, not otherwise.
那薛帕帕德在药局中引述了 Krishna 在博迦梵歌当中说的话，只有在前身做了虔诚行为的人和免除了一切不虔诚行为的结果的人，才能把心意集中于至尊主 Krishna 的莲花座。一个人他不是靠自己的努力啊，要全心全意的冥想就能够专注主的莲花座，而是要靠着这个前身大量的累积了这个虔诚活动，并且免除了所有罪恶活动，才能够做到。
Moreover, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti, our ecstatic commentator, really ecstatic, he tells that people are contaminated by the principles dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, and for them, very difficult to immediately accept the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Exactly that. These four greatest principles are considered contamination by our acharyas.
而我们的 acharya, 下面 acharya 是 Vishwanatha Chakravarti, 他的话更是惊人。他在这里讲到，这类人因着上述四种原则的污染所影响，不能立即接受圣主在灵性苍穹的莲花座。他把这追求这四种目标、四种原则的人称为是受污染的人。
Then next verse tells us they all by their purified meditation attained the spiritual world.
啊，那么接下来就讲到只有通过purified meditation， 净化了的这种冥想，净化之后的这种冥想，才能够把人带入到灵性的存在中。
Yes. So, taking into consideration that the eternal associate of Lord Krishna for us, clever ISKCON devotee, there is no wonder, but it's wonder for everybody else.
哎，要不然你说？
我忘了你说。
Because I just joke because very often important things that commentators present as very amazing for us ISKCON devotees, well trained in Krishna consciousness. It's no way. Come on, the eternal associates. Of course, it's very easy for them. We accept it for granted, but actually, it's a very difficult thing to understand for non-ISKCON devotees.
那么我们一贯的奉献者，我们会觉得，因为他们是主的同游，所以呢，做到这一点其实是很容易的。但是呢，对于其他的不是一贯奉献者来说，他们觉得要离开，要理解这一点是很难的。
Now, remember we talked about the eternal associates, five Pandavas, right? Right now, the next verse 49 is talking about Vidura, who had completely different path.
那么我们来看这个第49诗节，有关于 Vidura 的情况，它完全是另外一走了另外一种一个条路。49诗节。Sorry, mommy.
Different path, yeah. After imparting spiritual knowledge to his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, seeing them off to Himalayas, watching him and Gandhari relinquish their bodies,He went on pilgrimage and had got reached Prabhata Kshetra.
那么在他看着他的这个兄长 Dhritarashtra 跟 Gandhari 他们就是离开躯体之后呢，然后他就去前往 Prabhasa。在朝圣的时候 ，Prabhasa 离开在 Prabhasa 离开他的躯体。
Yeah, he left his body there, and Bhagavatam doesn't say he went back to Godhead. Also, although he is a part of the same dynasty, the same very intense part in Krishna Lila, he took, right, and protected these five Pandavas, their mother, their wife, from all kinds of inauspiciousness, right, in this world. They went back to Godhead, and he did not.
很有意思的是，尽管Vidura 他既属于跟 Krishna 非常亲近的这个库鲁王朝，而且他一直是在站在 Krishna 这一方，帮助 Pandavabhu 兄弟免除所有的各种不吉祥的处境， 但是很奇怪的是他竟然没有回归神手。杨木南他现在很生气，瞪了我一眼，但是问为什么呢？
Yes, he was completely absorbed in thought of Krishna and his eternal associate, was he? Yes, he was.
的确，斐多拉他是主的 Krishna 的永恒同游，并且他深深的完全的沉浸在与对主 Krishna 的冥想之中。
Why did he go for that? To hell. No, he go to hell to suffer, though. He became again Yamaraja, the superintendent of hell. Yeah, but he went to hell.
但是呢他去下地狱了，他下地狱做什么呢？因为他又重新来恢复他自己作为 Yamaraj 阎罗王的这个岗位上来。
He's a very special devotee to perform such an ungrateful task for the whole Manvantara at least. Right? This is an empowered jiva, pure devotee, and not many people want to take over his responsibilities, almost nobody.
实际上这个Yamaraj 这个职位是非常的非常的具有奉爱心或者是服务心态的这个奉献者为这个个体灵魂他们才能够担当的，他们做这种就是吃力不讨好的工作。然后对
So being pure devotee he went back to hisDuty. See, he was absent for more than 100 years because of the curse. He went happily to continue with his duties because he knew he would be more useful in Krishna's service right now in this world than just going back to God. The ticket is already purchased. He will use it later.
Vidula, 他作为阎罗王 Yamaraj, 他作为一位纯粹的奉献者，他又回到他自己的这个岗位上，因为他认识到就是如果他在担当这样的一个职责的时候，比他自己回归神手对主 Krishna 而言更为重要。那么他就好像他回归神手的票已经是买好了，已经是注定要回归神手了，但是呢他只是现在在延缓而已，他要在这个世界上还有一些职责要履行。
So, by the way, it's very interesting. Like in English, it's very funny. You see, the demigods are also associates of the Lord. Doesn't say eternal. He says without the personal touch. But it means they're not too close to the Supreme Lord without the personal touch.
Where?
Yeah, it's in the middle of the purport, closer to the end. The demigods are also associates.
半圣那巴在这是要旨上中写道，半圣人也是圣主没有亲自的接触的联谊，没有跟圣主没有亲自接触的联谊者，而圣主的直接同游经常与主有亲自的接触。
So Lord and his personal associates incarnate incessantly, constantly in different universes together.While demigods, they are jivas, very empowered jivas, best of the jivas, most clever, most mystical, but they change, they are not always very close to the Lord, and they don't travel with him from universe to universe.
那我们知道主的这些亲密同友们，他们是永恒的跟随的至尊主，从一个宇宙到另外一个宇宙去上演他们这样时光。而这些半圣人，尽管他们是最初可以说是最了不起或者最出色最有智慧最聪明最优秀的这些个体灵魂呢，他们却在这里被指出是他们并不是跟主有直接的亲自接触的联谊者，他们也不会跟随着主从一个宇宙到另外一个宇宙。
Please read the verse 50 translation.
看第50节译本。朵帕迪也看到她丈夫们不关心她，离家出走了。她十分熟悉圣主 Vasudeva, 性格神手 Krishna。她和 Subhadra 都沉浸在对圣主 Krishna 的冥想之中，获得了与他们丈夫一样的结果。
So, Bhagavad Gita doesn't specify what did Drupadi and Subhadra do. So according to Bhagavatam, they just achieve the same destination as their Draupadi as her husband, and Subhadra as her brother, whatever, the supreme abode.
嗯，那么博伽瓦坛当中并没有具体的讲这个 Subhadra 跟 Draupadi 他们去了哪里，他们最后怎么样等等，但是Draupadi 跟她的丈夫们达到一样的结果，同时呢 Subhadra 跟他去到了他的兄弟，就 Krishna 的星宿。
Bhagavatam does not feel it's very important how exactly Draupadi reached the supreme destination. Bhagavatam doesn't talk about small details usually.
一般而言，圣典博伽瓦坛不会过度的去纠结于一些具体的细节，并没有详细的讲这个 Draupadi 他最后是什么样的结果。
Mahabharata though gives very dramatic story about the departure, very dramatic, and the five Pandavas, the four Pandavas.
嗯，而这个 Mahabharata 却对这个 Pandava 兄弟当中的另外四位他们最后的一个结局有一个戏剧化的陈述。
嗯，Draupadi followed her husband, Mahabharata says, to the north, to the Himalayas.
马哈巴拉斯当中就讲Draupadi 他就跟随他的这些丈夫们前往喜马拉雅山。
Yudhishthira was going first. His four brothers were following him faithfully. He didn't look back ever. They didn't look the next brother. Bhima didn't look back at Arjuna and so forth, right? But they followed each other within the eye range, right?And Draupadi was following Sahadeva, I guess the last Pandava. And he also did not look at her. Although he's very attached to her.
嗯哼，那么就是每一个 Pandava 兄弟，他们每一个带头的人呢，都是不会往后看的。但是呢，后面的每一个兄弟，他们都跟追随前一个兄弟，就好像今天他们又回头看。尔朱呢是不是跟着他，但尔朱呢却追随的兵马，而同样其他的几个兄弟也一一追随。Draupadi 追随的是他最后Sahadeva， 但是呢Sahadeva 也不会回头去看他一眼，尽管他还是很依附 Draupadi 的。
So finally coming climbing the ice clad peaks of Himalayas, Draupadi felt so exhausted. Of course they did not stop for eating and drinking and thinking bhajans about Krishna, not like our parikramas, no.
嗯，那么其中就讲到当他们攀登这个雪山的时候， Draupadi 感觉到已经就体力不支，又没法跟上了。但他们不会像我们去 parikram 一样一边唱着Krishna 的歌，这个吃的东西这样子。
Yes, that is the antima prasthana.
Hello, hi Krishna. Hello, 演不娜听不到妈咪的声音了。
可以
不？好，现在可以了。
对了 ，OK， 但是 because I have the 手机试了一下 ，OK， so when Draupadi fell down, she screamed, "Help me! I'm completely exhausted. I cannot follow you anymore." This is Mahabharata story.
Mahabharata 的故事就讲到 ，Draupadi 当她最跟不上前面的丈夫的时候，她就喊啊，哎呀，我累。我完全精疲力尽了，我累坏了，我跟不上你们了。
And Yudhishthira from very far away, he looked at her fallen in the snow, in the ice, and he thought, "Yeah, lady, you sinned so much. That's why you cannot reach heaven." That was his last love message for the beloved queen, the empress of the world. Hare Krishna.
Yudhishthira 于是他听到 Yudhishthira 大军从远远的从前方就是传过来的话，就是是的，因为女人啊，你太多的罪恶，所以呢你是无法去到达天堂的。就是这个深爱的 Yudhishthira， 就深爱的 Draupadi 的 Yudhishthira 大军，他给予他的最后一个爱的信，最后一个信息。
Yudhishthira See, even the pure devotees, eternal associates of Krishna, are so not nice to their wife.
即便是 Krishna 的永恒的同游 Krishna 纯粹的奉献者对他们的妻子也那么的残酷。
Yes, the story goes on and she reached heaven before Yudhishthira, of course, but that's not important right now. What is important, we cannot stop at this sad note. We read the next verse of the chapter.
当然这并不重要，最后由于Yudhishthira大军的这个虔诚 Draupadi 他去到了天堂，但这些并不重要，我们来看重要的是我们看这个悲伤的故事它最后的结尾是什么。我们来读一下第51世界译本。贪度的儿子们前往sorry mommy 贪度的儿子们前往人生的终极目的，回归神手那里，这是十分吉祥并且是完全纯净的话题。因此任何人以奉献的信心聆听这个叙述，就一定能抵达生命的最高完美，对主做出奉献，做出服务。
Jai
Srimad
Bhagavata
Mahapurana
Bhagavata Mahapurana. Okay, done with that very difficult chapter. Jai, Jai, Jai.
好，我们结完了这一个非常难过的一章。
OK 了。Now, any 问题？有问题吗？有没有问题？
好，那么问题哈，那加 Krishna 发布的问题哈。迪拜玛塔的莲花族，您仿佛是伟大新的人格化身，能听到您的教导是我们的幸运。潘德瓦五兄弟为什么选择在喜马拉雅山隐居而不选择文达文？这是否意味着 Vaishnava 也可以像瑜伽士那样在喜马拉雅山回归神手的？好 ，Obeisance to you,
Lord.
They
just needed to follow the tradition. You know, devotees sometimes have fun following in the footsteps of their family, you know.They didn't have to go to Himalayas, whatever, but they needed to follow the tradition. So they did it. It's also like some part of Krishna Lila sometimes follow the rules.
那么其实事实上就是有时候奉献者他们也会去追从这种传统，那么他们只是因为遵循这个传统所以他们这样做。
Yeah, Krishna Lila is never boring. So they, after hearing about Krishna's departure, they did not sit purely in meditation in Hastinapura. And like 5 or 6 to 7 Pushpavimans come and they pop, pop, pop into spiritual world. This is no fun. It's very boring. No, Krishna likes dramas. And devotees also like to.
Pushpavimaha.
Pushpavimans, the flower airplane. Thank you.
Krishna 他喜欢就是有剧情的那种起伏跌宕的这种戏剧，不是说哈一切都是一成不变的这个规矩一样啊，最后这个天花飞起来把他们接回了隐形世界。他也很 Krishna 很喜欢有更多变化的起伏跌宕的内容。
One thing is for sure guaranteed, even in this life for every devotee, you'll never be bored. Krishna is such a funny person. Never can predict him, never can do the same drama in the same way. We already played this drama about one another, but today it was completely different than about Mother Aditi. Yes.
但是有一点可以确信的是 Krishna 在这个上演笑时光永远不是就是我们可以意料或者是这个程式化的。就好像我们今天我们曾经多次来表演过有关于主 Vamana Deva 的笑时光，但是今天表演的这个版本又是与众不同的。
OK, so just wanted to go to Himalayas. Yudhishthira had this very funny idea to reach heaven according to Mahabharata in the same body. Why need the same body? He's already really lowering, you know. Why they need this black dog, you know, to follow him? This is just for fun.
那么就好像 Yudhishthira 大君他在 Mahabharata 的这个版本当中他讲到他就很想用同一个躯体以这个同一的躯体去到天堂星宿，那为什么要用同一个躯体？因为同一个躯体他当时已经是一个很老的人了，所以他干嘛还要用他这个衰老的躯体？他为什么要带一条黑狗？所以这一切都是 很难以这个逻辑来理解的，只不过是 Krishna 觉得好玩而已。
Yeah, the days of Krishna is such a wonderful dramatic script writer and devotee is a very special actor. Krishna wants to be that way, they do it that way. Himala is okay. In the day of coming, tell story, you cannot go to heaven. This is okay, stay with my black dog and die here in Himalaya. Wonderful, yeah, it is.
所以这一切都非常有意思，只是啊，你想去喜马拉雅山，你想去同一个星去体去到天堂星 ，OK， 没关系，那带条黑狗 ，OK， 也可以，所以就是非常有趣的安排。
Yeah，OK 了
，OK 了。
Krishna is the best everyone, a wonderful person.
Krishna 他是一个非常非常棒的人，他是一切当中所有人都一切都是最好的。
Yeah, understand him, calculate the activities of his devotees is completely impossible.
那么作为奉献者的话，要去揣度他的这个行为的话，是不可能的。
Yeah, but we can appreciate and say wow, wow, wow. Every day, million, many times it is not million.
但是呢，我们可以做的一件就是为 Krishna 的这些活动而感到惊叹，每天都可以当然不可能是成上百万次，但是有很多次的在赞美 Krishna。哇哦，你太厉害了！
厉害的。
好，我们来看一下法布塔还有一个问题，请教。哎呦。请教 Mata Dharma 之子是 Yamaraj， 阿拉子是什么意思？Mata Dharma， Mata Dharma 好不 ？Mata Dharma 是什么意思？
哪里？哪个地方不知道？
没听说过 Mata Dharma。阿拉子是什么意思？Mommy, what's the meaning of Alas? Alas, I think.
Alas, where?
Alas. Alas, 宝宝，你这意思是不是经常？
The English word, alas? Which is one?
Alas, 是英语的一个词吗？还是？Mommy, I think usually, when, the expression of, wonder,
alas, oh,
alas.
Yeah, in Chinese and in English, there are so many words like this. It can have any meaning according to the situation and the emotion. Alas, usually it's wonderment. We cannot understand, cannot deso, poho deso, but alas, hinkula, for example, like that, yeah.
那么 alas 是一个感叹词，一般会根据这个上下文的不同，不同的语境。不同的含义，那一般它阿拉斯它跟惊叹表示就是惊讶啊，或者是不知所措啊，不知道该接受还是不该接受啊，就是这样子的一种情感。
Usually it's not very positive emotion, mostly wonderment. Alas.
一般不是那种非常清晰积极的一种情感，一般就是迷惑或者是一种惊叹的状态，惊讶的状态。Mata Dharma 哪里有 Mata Dharma 这个词？法布，您在哪里看到？
我刚不知道，我不知道。
这个词没用过。好，妈咪，我有一个问题。宝宝，您能够把这个 Mata Dharma 的出处在哪里能告诉我们？我们可以去看这个原文是什么？我有个问题，就是关于第46个师节当中有讲到，只有前身做了前者行为和免于一切不前者行为的结果，才能集中心意与至尊主 Krishna 莲花组。那么毫无疑问，我们就是说肯定是没有完全免除一切不前身行为的结果，还会有一些前身也不是如果我们这个前身的行为积累也不够，那是不是我们就无法专注于至尊主 Krishna 莲花组？
如果可以翻译一下
OK Mommy, in the purport of 46 verse, it says that only those who have pious of, heaps of pious activities and free from all the sinful reactions, and then can concentrate on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Mm-hmm. But definitely, we are not free from all the sinful reactions, and also don't have enough pious accumulation. So how can we possible to focus on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna?
你的问题，这是你的问题吗？
Yes.
Okay, you have your big bag with lotus feet of Krishna. Concentrate on that.
啊，没听说有。
就是如果是你的问题就很简单，你就是有 Krishna 跟Krishna 的莲花族的念珠在，那你就专注在你的念珠在里面的 Krishna 的莲花
族。
Yes, but the general answer for other people will be because you are our dear Govardhan friend and I painted you especially in Govardhan, right? But for more normal devotees, the answer is like this, no harm in trying, okay? It's not that we are not trying to do things, this time the word try is good, because we just try to do it, we know that we will succeed anyway, we will do it, even if we are not qualified. We don't know when Krishna bestows His great mercy on us, but we are expecting it. It's not the only time. We know for sure He will give qualified or not qualified. Especially like how high do you know? It's when people enthusiastic, small kids, you know, jumping back to Godhead. Krishna is just really impressed by us, by all Hare God endeavors to preach and translate books and distribute Krishna consciousness and prasadam. We don't know why He'll get impressed, but we keep on doing things. Yeah.
嗯，那么对于我们就是普通的奉献者而言的话，那我们我们去尝试去努力，这样子总是不会有错的。尽管我们可能知道还不够，但是呢，如果我们持续不断的啊去传去分享这个知识，然后去拍发菩萨的，去拍去做各种分来服务，那么这种努力呢，它我们知道其实 Krishna 他会帮。他最终会帮助我们，就好像我们这些 ISKCON 的小孩子们，就想着能够就唱诵跳舞，这样唱着就能够回到 Krishna 身边去一样。所以我们应该去努力。那这种努力，不知道什么时候 Krishna 会赐予我们仁慈。
When this sometime, I remember Srila Prabhupada was asked, I heard, but I read, Srila Prabhupada was asked by his enthusiastic about himself disciple. He told, we already chanting Hare Krishna, and Bhagavatam says that after performing heaps of pious activities, right, we only can start chanting Hare Krishna. Did we do all the yajnas and all the pious activities? Are we that good? And he very enthusiastically about his own greatness looked at Srila Prabhupada.
Mommy. 要不然你能够
可以
帮忙吗？
就是释迦牟尼佛，释迦牟尼佛就是他妈咪听到的，不是他读到了释迦牟尼佛的那个一些消失光，就是他的一些门徒非常就是热情的门徒，就全家的门徒，他就说怕不怕我就听到就是所有的人就是。能唱诵 Krishna 那都是做了所有的前程活动啊，做了过往所有的苦行啊，做了所有的事情，然后他门徒就想就借问这个帕布帕说，那是不是我们已经做完了这所有的种子呢？他就这样看着想帕布帕回答他说，就是你看他就是那个门徒想荣耀他自己，就说我是多好啊，帕布帕就想听帕布帕说，是的，你就做完了全程的前程活动，你做完了所有的事，他想要帕布帕这样回答，但是帕布帕的回答是这样的，
回答是这样的，kindly looked at him and he told, you know, no, you did not do all pious activities and then do all the sacrifices, and devotees immediately, like, she came out to them about himself, he told them how.
哦，那于是释迦牟尼笑着看了他的这些门徒，这个门徒一眼，他就不是的，你没有，就是意思就是说你没有做过所有这些苦行，那他的那个门徒就自这种良好的自我感觉的这种充满热情的状态当中，被浇了一头冷水，他就说，那我们怎么能够就是做到呢？ 然后圣帕巴的是说，回答说是因为我创造了你们的前程。
Exactly. So, by the mercy of our gurus and their tapasana of Param Guru Srila Prabhupada, we are qualified for meditating on the lotus. We just shouldn't forget that it's not our own greatness. As long as I'm thinking, all the meditation will go away. Yeah.
那么，所以我们应该非常感谢我们的灵性导师他们所做的苦行，以及我们的先就是这个祖辈灵性导师圣帕帕的他所做的苦行。所以我们之所以能够冥想，不是因为我们自己的功劳，而是因为他们的仁慈啊。如果我们一旦觉得是自己的这种虔诚或者是进化，那么我们这种对自尊主莲花寺的冥想立刻就会中断。
OK 了，
好 OK。哦，妈咪，加 Krishna 法布他的问题就是 Dharma 之子 ，The son of Dharma 是 Yamaraja 吗？不
，Dharmaraja 啊 ，No， this is his position. Dharmaraja the king who rules the Dharma, who is in charge of preserving religion in this world. This is Yamaraja's thing. He takes all the people after death to his realm. It's Agni Purana. I finished studying it today. He takes all the people after death. They are sinners and non-sinners and pious people. But pious people get kicked out of hell. Not hell, before hell. Samyamanipuri through the western gate and they go to heaven. And through the southern gate, the sinful people go to multiple hells, usually. Multiple. And then the Purana tells how they're born in different species of life like that. Okay, so actually he's preserving Dharma for all people, not only for bad guys who go to hell. He takes all people after their death for judgment. And he judges everyone. That's a Dharma, something which maintains the universe.
Dharma Raja 是 Yamaraja 的一个名字，就是一个来维系 Dharma 宗教法则的宗教法则之王。那么因为那个 Yamaraja 他就是照顾所有的这个灵魂，不仅仅是那些罪恶的人，他就负责照顾所有灵魂，无论是他罪恶也好，虔诚也好，那么来判就是审判他们的给他们审判，并且相应的处以这个惩罚或者提升。比如说虔诚的人他们会去到这个通过西方的大门进入到天堂，而那些罪恶的人他们会下到各种多层很多层的这个地狱当中。所以这些就他为什么 Yamaraja 他有 Dharmaraja 的这个名字呢？是因为他来维系整个宗教法则的运作。
OK 了。
亚木纳姆塔，您可以把我拉进 Mata 在中国成立的两个群吗？非常感谢你，并拜你的莲花组。OK 那么加克什纳帕布，您的微信号请您留一下，到时候我们可以把您加到这个妈咪的孤儿单身讲课群里。OK， 好的。OK。Prabhu wants take part in Govardhan this Brajmandala Leela lectures.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.好了，那我们就准备睡觉。那么睡觉之前，大家要念三遍的Hare Krishna Mahamantra。好的，好，我们一起来，一。